Hi, I am Chidima Obusimba, and welcome to the Chidima Obusimba Show. In case you're wondering who I am or what I do, I am a content writer, a public speaker, and I am passionate about anything that has to do with personal development. So you can say I am a personal development advocate. So just in case you're wondering who I am, that's why I had to do the introduction. But by the way, this is my 31st episode, okay? So you might want to listen to the other 30 episode, and I'm sure that they are going to, you know, bless your life. They're going to add value to you. So in this episode today, I'm going to be talking about money mindset. So this is how it's going to run. It's going to run in series, maybe two or three other episodes on this particular topic, because it's a topic that, you know, it's very wide. Like, there's so many things to talk about. And of course, I wouldn't want to, you know, make this episode very long. I want to, you know, put it into series. So after listening to this series, I want you to expect the next series by next week. Okay, so we're talking about money mindset. And you begin to ask yourself, or the first question you want to ask yourself is, okay, money mindset. First, what is money? And then before we get into what is mindset. But everyone knows what money is. You know what money is. I mean, if you don't know what money is, then you should, well, I say you shouldn't listen to this podcast anyway, but I know that you know what money is, okay? So that is why you are even listening to this podcast right now, because you know what money is, and then you want to know about money mindset. Now, what is mindset? A mindset, in a simple way, is a person's way of thinking. A person's way of, you know, thinking about something. Your ideology about something. And this mindset is your mental attitude. You know, what shapes your belief? What shapes the way you see a particular thing? What shapes the way you perceive someone is mindset. So your way of thinking. So what is money mindset? It's simply the way you think about money. When someone mentions money, or someone brings out money, any currency, how do you think about it? How do you perceive people who are wealthy, people who have money, people who will, you know, will say that they are the wealthy people? How do you perceive them? Everything boils down to your money mindset. Like, some of us, our mindset about money, that is, our belief about money, is different from every other person. Some of us grew up with the wrong mindset about money. Some of us grew up with, you know, with parents who taught us everything about money. They taught us how to, you know, how to think when we see money, how to think when we want to make money and stuff like that. But then, these different ways or different mindset about money plays a key role in how we see money, you know, and how we relate with people who have money, how we relate with people who don't have money. So many people understand that they actually have to change their mindset, their belief system, the way they think about money. But not everyone knows how to. And that is what we're going to be talking about in this episode. Not everybody knows how to change, you know, their mindset about money. I remember growing up, you know, I grew up with my dad always traveling, you know, always traveling from one place to another, and then, you know, he's mostly not around, but then he provides whatever we need. And then I grew up thinking that, okay, I get whatever I want, you know, I get whatever I want. My school fees are paid on time, you know, I get the dress on time, whatever I need, I get it on time. And then I grew up with that mindset. And then along the line, I lost my dad. And then things began to change. I no longer had the privilege of getting the things I wanted immediately when I wanted them. And then my belief system, everything I knew about money, or I thought I knew, began to change and unfold. And then I realized that to get money, you actually have to put in hard work. You know, some of us are not exposed to these things. We just get money when we need them. But then some of us, we know how difficult it is, to make money. And then that began to change the way I see money, the way I look at people who have money. When I see someone that has money, I know that this person is putting in a lot of hard work to make this money, you know. And as I grew up, my belief system, the way I think about money, began to change. And then I began to understand better about money. So quickly, I'm going to run you down 3 ways you can change your money mindset. Because we know that, yes, or you know that what you know about money is not that okay, and then you want to change your mindset about money. But then, how do you change it? Or what exactly are you supposed to change about your money mindset? First thing is, change how you talk about money. Very, very important, my dear. Change how you talk about money. You see, you don't need to have money to talk about money. You don't need to have money to talk about money. You see, I have a very good friend, Juliet Chibueze. And we always talk about money. When we meet, we talk about how to make money, how to do some stuff like that. And then one of the questions we always ask ourselves is, if you have 5 million, if someone gives you 5 million naira right now, what are you going to do with it? You see, this kind of question makes you think about how to spend money, even though you don't have it. It shapes your belief system. It makes you begin to think, and it's true, what if someone truly gives me 5 million naira right now? What can I do with it? It makes your mind begin to work. But you know, we have people who don't talk about money because they don't have money. Nobody is going to beat you for talking about money. Talk about it. Talk about the kind of houses you will buy when you have that money. You know, I have pictures of Tsujimoto's, you know, their houses and some other things like that. Their houses on my phone. And sometimes I just open it and I'm like, wow, if I have money, I'm going to own an apartment in this building, in this building, in this building. You know, when you talk about money, it changes your mindset about money. This is what I mean. When you are always talking about what you would do with money or how you're going to spend money, somewhere in your mind, you are having that feeling of, I can actually have this money and I can use it to do something good. Change how you talk about money. Don't be part of those people that say, when they see someone who is... Don't be among those people that when they see someone buying something, they shout, ah, this one are ritualists. No. Talk about it. Nobody's... Talk about that money. Talk about how you spend it. Talk about how you're going to live in a house of 1 million naira per year rent. Talk about money. It changes the way you think. Because you don't talk about what you don't think about. For you to say something, you thought about it. Yes, You thought about it. And the more you think about money and how you can spend it, the more you think about how you can make it. Because you are not going to be spending money you don't have. You are going to be spending money that you have. So for you to talk about money means you are actually thinking about how you, for you think to think about how you're going to spend money, you are actually in your mind thinking about how you are going to make that money. So secondly, change how you see money and the people that have it. Change how you see money and the people that have it. You know, I have what it takes to be like Dangote. Yes, that is what you're going to be thinking when you see someone who has money, someone who is wealthy. I have what it takes to be like Bill Gates. I have what it takes to be like, okay, let's bring it out to Nigeria. I have what it takes to be like Fela Duro Toye. I have what it takes to be like these great men out there. Omo, these guys, they spend. No. Change how you see people that have money. When you see someone that has money, begin to think about the hard work that person puts to make that money. And you're like, okay, this person is doing this, doing that, doing this. This person is, they're always traveling. Most times, it's not for pleasure. They are traveling for business meetings. They're traveling to, you know, to strategize. How can we put 1 + 1 to make 100? So, when you see people that have money, don't begin to ask or talk like, when will I get there? No. Tell yourself, I have what it takes to make that money. And the more you think that, actually have what it takes to make 5 million naira, you begin to think about how you can use, how you can actually make that money. What can I do? Legally, what can I do? What can I do? What skill can I learn that will help me? What do those people have that I can learn how to, that I can learn and get as well to help me get to where they are? Okay, he's a graphic designer. What kind of software does he use? What effort did he put into becoming this best that he is, this good? You begin to think about how you can actually be like that person. And finally, change your money challenge. You get to put yourself in situations that requires you to think of how to earn more daily. How to earn more daily. Don't be comfortable with earning 1 naira every day and you're like, okay, just buy garri, sugar, and I'm good. No. Think about if you want to, you know, if you want to go for a meeting and then you have to travel, how do you earn that money? Put yourself in a situation that challenges you to make more. Like, I want to upgrade my life. I want to upgrade. I need to upgrade. I need to buy new clothes. I need to buy new shoes. Now, not for show off, but you have a business meeting. You want people to begin to perceive you, to see you in a kind of way. Then you need to begin to dress like that. So when you begin to think, what are the things, what are the dresses I can get, you know, to help me, you know, to help me change the way people see me, then you begin to think, how can I increase my earning to match up this perception I want people to have about me? Okay, then you put yourself in situations that challenges you. You know, you want to challenge not just your current self. You want to challenge who you were yesterday. Okay, I'm living in a house of 500 naira, 1000 naira yearly. I want to grow. I want to become better. So every single day you challenge yourself to do something better. You challenge yourself to do big things. you know, you actually challenge your earning system. There are people that in their mind they've been programmed that if I can be earning 50k monthly, it's okay for me. It's not okay for you if you actually want to go somewhere. It is not okay for you. Begin to think about things that you can buy that 50k will no longer be enough. Yeah, begin to think that way. Begin to think that way. Begin to give yourself challenges. If I earn 50,000 naira and then I buy or I pay for a course of 40,000 naira, can I survive with the 10,000 naira for the remaining part of the month until I get another 50,000 naira? Now you know that it's no, you cannot. So begin to think that way and then you begin to look for ways to earn more money. On this note, I want to draw the curtain. And in conclusion, I'll say that, you know, there's this song that is going around that says, if I broke now my business. I actually sat down to think about that. When people say, if I'm broke, it's my business, it actually means that they are okay being broke because it no concern anybody. Now, broke are broke, an okay person. See, stuff like that forms your belief system. It forms the way you think about money, the way you think about making money, the way you think about multiplying money. Generations are looking up to you. Your siblings, your people in your compound, people in your area, people on social media, they're looking up to you. And you remember the saying that says, when you let your light shine, you unconsciously give others room for their light to also begin to shine. When people see you doing big things, it motivates and propels them to want to dare big things because of what you are doing, because of the progress, the success that they are seeing in your life. So when you say, if I broke, now my business, think again. If you are broke, it is not your business. It actually means that you're comfortable being broke, which is not how it's supposed to be. Generations are looking up to you. Do not settle for less. Begin to change how you see money, how you think about money. Begin to change your mindset and begin to put those things into perspective. This is where I finally draw the curtain. See you in the next episode. And if you love, or if you're sure that you got value from this, don't keep it to yourself. Share the link, you know, that brought you here. Share it with a friend. You have that one person, you know, you want to grow together. And that is one of the things that helps us as individuals, as a group. You want to learn with people. You don't want to learn alone. So when you are talking, they are not like, what's wrong with this one? But when you grow together, it helps you reason together. And then when you talk, they understand what you're trying to say. So share this thing with one person, at least just one person. I know you have more than one person you want to see them grow with you. Share this link with them. See you in the next episode.